Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. It's Series 5, Episode 3, and on this show, we have news of the school eco team, a report from a recent Year 4 trip to Hazard Alley, we hear about Halloween, have a comedy script, and run down to some of the best actors, footballers, and recent music releases. Plus, our teacher interview is with Mr. Litley. We kick things off with Suriana in Year 4, who is here to tell us about Halloween.
Hiya, I'm Suriana, and today I'm going to talk to you about Halloween. Halloween is a festival where you dress up in freaky costumes and go around knocking on people's doors saying, trick or treat. If they say trick, you have to play a trick on them, but if they say treat, they have to give you a treat. Halloween takes place on the 31st of October and moves every day. And this Halloween, I dressed up as Wednesday from the Addams Family. Some people don't celebrate Halloween, so you don't have to, but I think you like it. Just saying. Bye!
Next, we have Laksh and Nate to tell us about the school eco team.
Hi, I'm Laksh.
And I'm Nate.
We're going to tell you about our eco team.
The eco reps have been announced.
To be an eco rep, you need to prepare a speech and perform it to your class. The other people who didn't want to write a speech will vote for who they think wrote the best speech.
You'll be in the eco team until the end of the school year.
In the eco team, you need to take care of our animals we have at Manor Lodge, such as our bees and our chickens. Not just looking after animals, but plants and all of our natural environment. I've got the eco team this year and I'm representing my class as 4K.
We should all be careful around nature. We also hope we have convinced you to love nature and outdoor surroundings, including little creatures.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Year 4 went on a trip to Hazard Alley last week, so here's Fiore in Year 4 to tell us all about it.
Hi, I'm Fiore, and today I'm going to talk about Year 4's school trip to Hazard Alley. Hazard Alley is a safety centre where you learn what to do in different dangerous situations, such as when there's a fire, when someone is drowning, what to do when someone is unconscious, how to deal with a car crash, why graffiti is bad, and what might happen if you steal, and more. My favourite situation was when we learnt what to do when someone is drowning, which is call 999 and give them something to float on. The thing that was most useful is when we learnt what to do when someone is unconscious. I enjoyed this school trip because of the way they taught us, and I thought the school trip was useful because they taught us lessons. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye.
Jamie and Isabella in Year 6 join us now. They've researched the best football players ever.
Here are the top 5 football players of all time. Number 1, we shall start with Cristiano Ronaldo. He has scored over 700 goals for Sporting, Manchester United and Real Madrid and has been an absolute hero for these colossal clubs. Being in a poor family, he has somehow become one of the best footballers on the planet. How on earth did he do this?
Number 2, he was an absolute legend and was ridiculously good. We will never forget him. He was a Brazilian icon. His name is Pelé and died at the age of 82.
Number 3, we should always announce his name as he always makes a breathtaking display within his matches. His name is Lionel Messi. He has all the skills in the books and has played for unbelievable clubs such as Barcelona and PSG. At PSG, he scored 32 goals, and at Barcelona, a whopping 672. He can reach a top speed of 20.3 miles an hour. Did you know he scored his first goal for Barcelona at the age 18 on the 1st of May 2005? Also, recently, he won a Ballon d'Or to go with his many essential trophies. Number 4, he's a Brazilian. He is another Brazilian superstar. I think you can guess who he is. Well, his name is Ronaldo, or should I say, the real Ronaldo. He played for the biggest clubs with the biggest players called FC Barcelona, Real Madrid, Inter Milan and AC Milan. He really was a phenomenon. His career ended in 2011. He was a mind-blowing striker. Lastly, we shall end with another skillful player. Wow, he really did have every skill. His name is Ronaldinho, or real name, Ronaldinho Gaúcho. Born 21st of March 1980, now 43 years old, in Porto Alegre, Brazil, he was born. There really are many iconic players in Brazil. Isn't it amazing? He has achieved many important awards, such as a Ballon d'Or in 2005, a Trofeo FA in 2004, a FIFA World Player of the Year twice in 2004 and in 2005, Best Soccer Player ESPY Award in 2006, UEFA Club Footballer of the Year in 2006. There are many more.
Many more indeed, too many to go through today, but music next. Here now are Harry, Harley and George to talk about some of their favourite recent songs.
Hello, my name is Harry.
I'm Harley.
And I'm George. Today we are going to tell you the newest all-genre songs from 2023.
Our first one is Lost by Linkin Park. It was already a song but got re-released on February the 10th, 2023.
Our second is Vampire, made by Olivia Rodrigo, was released on the 30th of June, 2023.
Our next is Eyes Closed by Ed Sheeran. It was released on March the 24th, 2023.
Our next song is by Miley Cyrus and is called Jaded and was released on April 17th, 2023.
The next song is Year 3002.0, Busted, and the Jonas Brothers was released on the 29th of July 2023.
Our next song is Patam Patam by Kylie Minogue and was released on 18th of May 2023.
Next is Used to Be Young by Miley Cyrus and was released on August 25th 2023.
Our last song is Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat. It was released on the 4th of August 2023.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Over to Hollywood now as George and Luke in Year 5 give us a rundown of the best 5 actors.
Hi, I'm George.
And I'm Luke. And today we are going to talk about the best actors ever.
Our first actor is Leonardo DiCaprio, who is nicknamed as Lenny D and Leo, and has won 3 Golden Globes.
Our second actor is Tom Cruise, who could have been Iron Man, but turned the offer to play the star role in Mission Impossible.
Our third actor is Dwayne Johnson, who is more known as The Rock in the ring, and played one of the main characters in Red Notice, and plays the character of a policeman who tries to hunt down the baddie.
Our fourth one is Johnny Depp, who played Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Our fifth one is Tom Hanks, who is known for his comedies and won an Oscar award.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Now we have Arthur and Harley with a creative comedy sketch.
Hi, I'm Harley.
And I'm Arthur, and today we're going to do our new comedy script.
Arthur, what does the red button do?
No, 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 no.
Oh, I wanted you to get mad.
Yeah, it didn't work, it didn't work, it didn't work. Yay!
Yes, it did.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you very sure?
Oh no, that was bad.
Are you done?
No, actually, not yet. Just a few more times.
Are you done?
Not yet.
Are you done?
No.
Are you done?
No. Okay, yes. So, what were we talking about again?
We were probably just talking about, ooh, there's a big green button. Let's press that.
No, 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 no.
The end.
No! No, 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 no. Now it's the end.
No, I didn't want it to end. Let's write more.
No, 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 no.
Stop now.
Don't you dare push the big black button. Oh, no. Great, you just erased everything from existence.
Yay!
Except us two.
Yay! Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Okay, next it's time for our teacher interview. Here are Josh and Otto in Year 4 putting the questions to Mr. Litley.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Otto.
And today we are going to interview Mr. Litley.
How long have you been teaching for?
So I have been teaching at Manor Lodge. This is my third year. And then a few years ago, I did a year working at a secondary school as well. So,
what do you think your biggest accomplishment at Manor Lodge is so far?
Oh, good question. I think my biggest accomplishment so far would be the allotments that me and Mr. Kitley have been working on and making our nice little pen for our lovely chickens.
Who is your favourite staff member at Manor Lodge, but you can't pick yourself?
As much as I'd love to pick myself, I think I would have to go with Mrs. Wazorski, who has always been an absolutely lovely, lovely, helpful woman to me.
How many schools have you taught at?
So this is my second school that I've taught at, but it is my first primary school that I've taught at.
If you could teach anything, what would you teach?
So I would teach outdoor learning, obviously, because I love my outdoor learning. But if not, I would go down the English route, I think.
Which subjects did you do in your A-levels?
Great question. In my A-levels, I did English literature, I did drama and theatre studies, and I did history.
What is your favourite thing outdoors?
Hard question. I love trees, so climbing trees will always definitely be right near the top of my list.
What are your hobbies? If you couldn't choose going outdoors, what would you choose?
So I spend a lot of time going to the theatre and working on making new shows and writing new shows. So anything in that area, really, I absolutely love.
What books do you like to read?
So, I'm not as good at reading as I used to be. At the moment, I'm reading lots of different spiritual books about Buddhism, which I find really interesting. And when I'm being a bit lazy and want a bit of fun, I will always go back into a Harry Potter book.
Do you play an instrument?
I do play an instrument. I play the piano.
Do you have any pets?
I don't currently have any pets. I have a couple which I used to have, but my mother has taken them from me as they don't really live in a flat. And I had a lovely little tortoise called Stumpy.
I heard you had acted in a lot of adverts. What adverts have you advertised so far?
Yes, I've done quite a few adverts. In the last couple of years, I have done one for Gamblerware, which was during the World Cup. I've done one for KFC. I've done a Slovakian bank, which was a very strange couple of days filming that. And I can't remember what the last one was. Oh, and I did one for Lidl, which was over in Switzerland, so Swiss Lidl.
So have you advertised anything? Have you acted anything other than adverts?
Yes. I do lots of other acting as well. So I do shows around the world. I'm in a show called The Nature of Forgetting, which has been to lots of different places like Mexico and America and South Korea. I've acted in lots of different short films that have been sent round to festivals. And very occasionally, when I'm very lucky, I get to be in a big feature film. But only very small characters.
Okay.
Thank you very much, boys. Thanks, Mr. Litley. And thanks again to everyone for tuning in. Remember, do tell your friends about the podcast. Ratings and reviews are always gladly received. And hit that subscribe button too. The music you heard at the start of the podcast was a piece created on GarageBand by Max and Harley in Year 5. And now, to close the show, we have an early dose of Christmas for you. Our instrumentalists are busy preparing for our Christmas concert here at Manor Lodge on Monday the 11th of December. So here is Lax in Year 4 playing Good King Wenceslas on the guitar.
Manalo.